Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do, Cal. We'd like to thank the battleship USS.
Hey, wait a minute, Tom. What? You got to get that little piece of crab out of your teeth.
Wait a minute. What? You know what? I think I'm going to take a break and go get some more. Man. That George, what was it, George's?
Georgia Russo.
Georgia Russo's catering. And that was,
well, they're not a sponsor. I'm just saying you had your mouth full.
I sure did. Man, I was trying to swallow that crab meat or whatever that was in that dish. That was undang believable.
Anyway.
No, I'm trying to get to the sponsors. Charlie's
do you need
trying
me to do the sponsors?
Yeah, Charlie's trying to run the damn show. You know how that goes. Yeah. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, great sponsor. Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, with their representative here tonight with us, Lifeline Counseling Services, and the Veterans 211 Hotline.
All right, now you got a couple of minutes where you can.
I'm going to go get some crab meat, man.
There you go. But anyway, we want to thank all our sponsors. And, of course, you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Remember, SBN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. If you like to listen on demand, you can search Scuttlebutt or SBN on most of the major podcasting sites for our regularly aired programs. And Tom's tirades are up via castbox.com. Subscribe and you'll get notifications when new episodes are uploaded. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. We dump a lot of good information there. A lot of good information comes from the listeners. And you can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we've got a lot of information to cover tonight. Packed show, so if we can't get to everything, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Later on SBN, we'll talk with Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and he'll get us up to speed on some of the ins and outs and do's and don'ts when it comes to veterans dealing with the VA, some of the questions they might have when it comes to planning for their final arrangements. Also, a key witness in the impeachment circus of Adam Schiff may have to be provided with additional security. Ironically, he's a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. You'd kind of think, well, I don't know, maybe he should check his PFT score and his marksmanship score and lay off the bloated conjecture for a while. But anyway, while the circus continues in D.C., our service members are dying a world away. We will remember them. And we'll cover the ongoing saga of Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher. The Navy failed to convict him, so now they want to strip him of the trident that he earned. Absolutely shameful. Also, access to commissaries and exchanges may be delayed for many veterans. You know, they were supposed to be opening up that system, Tom, to try to expand it to more veterans.
Right, yeah.
But that may be delayed now for many veterans, including Purple Heart veterans. We'll give you the details. And the Lock School, as Tom wants to put it, in New Haven, that I happen to attend, has stooped to new lows with a protest of our military on Veterans Day. It's equally shameful. Of course, Tom's tirade on flag football follies. It's a fun one you don't want to miss.
Flag football follies.
But it is. It is. You might as well go ahead and throw the flag now. But,
I know it. I know. What a fire drill.
There you go. But first, it's been a hot winter in the swamp that is Washington, D.C. And while much of the debate has revolved around rooting out corruption in the Ukraine and not in the Communist Democrat House, our military service members' pay and funding for the military in general has been placed on a back burner. And, you know, Tom, you know, with all of the talk of the impeachment and this scandal and that scandal, how many folks out there realize that the government has not actually passed a funding bill for the next fiscal year? You know, 2020 started on October 1st, and they passed, of course, as they always do, they passed a stopgap measure that pushed it back for a few weeks because no one wants to get blamed for shutting the government down. But we're up against another one of those deadlines again. And the problem, part of it is, I guess that, you know, while too many of the House members are looking for impeachment and the Senate can't figure out exactly what they're going to do if it gets handed over to them. And I think Mitch McConnell has been dead for the last 2 or 3 years. They're apparently... they can't decide on border wall funding, amongst other issues. So what they want to do is to pass a continuing resolution. There was a stopgap bill was introduced in the House on Monday. Of course, the funding bills have to originate in the House, and it would keep a proposed 3.1% military pay raise in place and avoid a government shutdown at midnight on Thursday. Now, you know, Tom, here's the thing. They can't shut the government down right now. They still got some great witnesses to come up in the circus that's going on. I mean, you know that they are not going to shut it down. I mean, the Republicans have a great opportunity here. They should ask for all the increased funding for the military and the border wall and everything else. Otherwise, just shut it down, end all this impeachment stuff, and go home.
Put it all out on the plate, and let's make them stand up for it one way or the other.
Yeah. It's insane. You know, the problem, Tom, when it comes to this is that the military is kind of in betwixt and between, because if they fail to pass a new National Defense Authorization Act and appropriation bills, those could impact pay and benefits. And it also throws a cog in modernization programs that the military needs. You know, it's kind of like running an actual business. You know, you have to kind of plan for the future, unlike what they do in the federal government, the actual government.
They don't have time for that, Cal. They keep playing these silly games, you know, for the last 3 years.
Oh, it is. It is. I took Latin in school, Tom. I know you were there when Latin was originally created.
Yeah, but I forgot those words.
A lot of them, you know, the X's and the V's and all that kind of stuff. I mean, your age at this point would take up, you know, basically a mile or so in Latin numerals. But, you know, the problem that you really face, Tom, is I never realized that the definition of the translation of quid pro quo was bribery. I missed out on that.
You didn't make that class?
I either I had a teacher that didn't know what she was talking about, or I missed that question.
I mean, they just explained it to you different than the way it's being interpreted today.
Well, it depends on who's saying it, Tom, because it quid pro quo could mean corruption, it could mean bribery, it could mean treason, and it could mean high crimes and misdemeanors. So, right. I mean, there's a whole, it right. just depends on what version of Latin, like Pig Latin. If you're using Pig Latin, I think it's a different version than if you're using regular Latin.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to have to go to break. We don't have our music bump, Cal.
Well, that's okay. We're having way too much fun. Who needs music when you're having this much fun? Hey, on the other side of the break, Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Always check us out on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we are privileged to be joined by Mr. Bill Clark from our friends at Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Hey, Bill, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network, and thank you for your service to our veterans and their families.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's always a pleasure to be here to see you guys. And it's a pleasure to talk about our greatest Americans, our veterans.
Well, you know, another thing I'd like to thank you for before we get started here is for being there every time that I get a call from a vet or a vet's family and them not understanding the rules and regulations and the laws that cover the veterans' funeral home, burial and funeral home. And you're always there, and you always have that information available, and I'm able to get that person to, you know, call you at your office or whoever you designate to handle it there at your facilities. And it's just an unbelievable service. But all that being said, you're a great guy, okay?
Well,
great company. But what are some of the things that kind of sets Serenity Funeral Home apart from some of the other funeral homes that we have in this Mobile area?
Well, Tom, you know, for one thing, we're privately owned. We make decisions
well, that's
right here.
Day and time.
It sure is. And I used to run corporate funeral homes, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking
about. Oh, you know
both
sides. Okay.
I've been on both sides of the equation, and it is a relief to make decisions right here at the local level.
Right. You mean you don't have to call Detroit or St.
I do not have to call
Houston,
Texas. That is correct. That is correct. And you know, a lot of our other, you know, our friends in our other locations here in Mobile are corporately owned.
Right.
And you know, corporate is always going to be more expensive. You've got to feed that corporate machine mm-hmm. every day, and,
sure.
and trust me, it
more
stays
overhead.
Hungry. It
they
stays
got more
hungry.
Overhead, and they stay hungry.
Sure.
And, you know, and they have all these edicts and rules and all that these funeral homes and all have to, you know, enforce where you guys enforce what you see is necessary.
Exactly. You know. And another thing, you know, many funeral homes in this location here do not have their own crematory where we do. So
well, that's so true.
Your loved one never leaves our care until we return the urn to the family.
Right.
So that's also a I think a welcome relief for families to know that they'll know exactly where their loved one is
sure.
at all times.
Sure, there's no problem. You know, there's no problem because it's all right at Serenity. Well, a question that is always asked me and when we're talking with some of our vets is, what about my spouse? Can my spouse have a grave space next to the veteran at Serenity?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have a lot of options. We have options where a veteran and his family can purchase several lots where they'll all be there together. They have another option to be in a section called the Wall of Honor, which is designated just for veterans and usually their spouses.
Right.
And here at Serenity Memorial Gardens and Lawn Haven Memorial Gardens, the veterans' grave space is free of charge. We do not charge for veterans' grave spaces. Now, the state of Alabama does require to collect the perpetual care fee, which is a nominal amount. But as far as us charging for a veterans' grave space,
that's a state law.
It is.
Yeah.
But we do not charge for veterans' grave spaces. And in the Wall of Honor, the spouse and the veterans' grave space is free.
Spouse and
the? Spouse and the veteran, yes.
Ooh, that was going to be my next question is, well, what's it going to cost a spouse?
Right. You and know? So in that section, they're you know, buried together, and it is no charge to them other than the perpetual care fee.
Well, in that regard, then, I know that I've been to the Arlington South with Spanish Ford here two or three times in the last couple of months. And that is an unbelievable facility there. And the veteran and his spouse, or the spouse, if happens to be a veteran, and her mate can be buried there together. But it is I think there's still a $300 charge or something. That must be perpetual care or something.
That is the fee to open and close the grave.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But what you're saying is they can do the same thing at Serenity, the veteran can and his spouse.
Yes, for the grave space itself.
Yes. For the grave space.
Correct.
Right. Well, they're going to have to pay that other fee anyway, wherever they go. You still have to handle all of your burial and your embalming and services and all.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. When a veteran's family does come to you for their services, what are some of the things that you at Serenity, what can you do to help them?
Well, we can not only, you know, help them plan their funeral services, their visitation, when and where the service will be, but we can help secure veterans' benefits for them, such as securing the American flag, arranging for a military honor ceremony. And so we do that, and there's certain things we will need the family to provide. We will need their discharge papers in order to get the military aspect of things taken care of.
Now, you know, we always talk about DD-214s. Aren't there some other discharge types of discharge papers that you've seen with some of these other branches of services back prior to, you know, when we got the DD-214s? And then I'm hearing – like a, National Guard or something doesn't issue DD-214. It's a UNG-20.
Right, discharge papers.
Right.
Now, you know,
how does that work?
We're not seeing quite as many World War II veterans like
Well, there's not that many of them left.
Right. And that's sad that we're losing that part of history.
We're losing our greatest generation.
Right. But you know, prior to Korea, that discharge paper was referred to as report of separation.
Papers. Okay.
It wasn't a DD-214 until Korea.
Okay. You know, I'd heard that, but I hadn't had it defined in such a manner. But what does the family need to have with them when they come to make those arrangements?
When they come to make arrangements.
Is that form just the only one to need?
No. There are several. There are other things that we will need. We will need the person's Social Security number.
Okay.
Nowadays, you have to have that for virtually everything.
Oh, yeah.
But other things for the death.
Well, everybody else has got it. I figured y'all would already probably have it.
No, we haven't hacked that. We're not interested in hacking anyone's Social Security number. But other things such as what the parents' names were, including what the mother's maiden name was. So many times I sit down with a family and ask, well, what was your dad's mother's maiden name? They go, well, you know, we just called her Mamaw.
Right.
I have to call someone to find out. So getting that information written down, and we have those forms available that you can plan ahead, write all that information down, keep it in a safe place, make copies.
So if you have a veteran that may be in a form of disability, it would behoove you to have someone from the family go out and talk with the funeral home and get these forms and pre-establish all this information?
Oh, absolutely. That way you have time on your side then. You're able to research this and get it right. And so instead of being under pressure and under the gun to get it done in a quick period of time.
Well, you know, we're talking about veterans. What about military honors? Is everybody entitled to the same honors?
Not exactly. Many people refer to military honors as being the what we call full military honors, and that's where you'd have military pallbearers, you'd have the rifle team, someone to follow and present the flag,
Shooting
team. Playing taps. That is generally reserved for 20-year or more retirees.
Okay.
Someone that has gone in and served their country, maybe served 4 years, mm-hmm. Even though that is a great value to our country, they're really not entitled to that full military honors with the pallbearers, with the rifle team.
Okay.
However, they are entitled to having at least a two-person team to come out to fold the flag, right. Present, and play taps.
Right. And if they happen to be in the Marine Corps League and or American League, American Legion, Veterans Foreign Wars and stuff like that, I know we have some organizations. I know our Marine Corps League detachment has a honor guard and all. We do some, a lot of
right.
that for our Marines.
Right. And it's not just for those that served in, say, the Marine Corps or members of American Legion. Those groups volunteer their time to come
all
out for any veteran.
All veterans. And any
if,
and all.
If time
right.
it allows and they have the personnel to do those honors, they're more than happy to.
Okay.
And, you know, that comes from their heart.
That's true. That's so true. Well, what about got some suggestions maybe to our listeners as to how to get some more information and make sure all this is taken care of ahead of time?
I would encourage anyone to come by and see us.
Okay.
Look at our facilities. Sit down with our staff to go over their options, see what's available to them. But they can always contact us by email.
Okay.
They can go to our website, www.serenityfuneralhome.com. Or call us at 251-653-4781.
Unbelievable. And again, our great sponsor with Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens and their rep, Mr. Bill Clark. What a great job these people are doing, and we as veterans certainly appreciate it. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Tom.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. A voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our numbers, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And I know, Tom, we want to thank the sponsors to help make the show possible, right?
We certainly do, Cal. We'd like to get my computer in the right place and thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And, you know, Tom, while the politicians in the swamp, including Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was testifying early on in these open hearings about what he thought he heard on the phone call, and who apparently is now claiming that that the Army may have to provide more security for him, and it, you know, it's kind of ridiculous to me. You would think here, you know, this guy's a lieutenant colonel in the Army. You know, as far as he's described, he lives in a fairly secure surroundings, but they're saying the Army may have to figure out that he and his family need to be put in a more secure location on a military base.
Come on, Cal. Are we going to have to give additional security to all these ratchet jaws that never actually heard the conversation, but their buddy Ralph told them about it, or their friend George did? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I mean, he is portraying himself to be. Yeah, I think one of the best, the most absurd quotes about who he told, what he knew and when he knew it, and how many people he told, and why he didn't go up his chain of command, even though he's in the military. He just said he was doing his duty. And, you know, it's last time I checked, the folks in the military have a chain of command, and their boss is the commander-in-chief.
Right, right. UCMJ.
And so, well, yeah, of course you can't do that, you know, because then somebody will say you were retaliating. But, you know, I mean, if he was actually undermining our foreign policy, which he doesn't get to set, who knows? Maybe something might happen to him, and he might need to have some more security. They might have to put some Marines around him to take care of him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we got to call on the Marines if we need anybody protected or guarded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he is a hero of the fatherland, at least at this point, and would be if this was actually the Soviet Union and not just what the communist Democrats want it to be.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, the irony, Tom, is while the politicians in the swamp are beating each other over the head, attempting to bludgeon each other over who screwed who in the Ukraine, and the state of Alabama is mourning over Alabama's loss to LSU and Tua's hip. Our brave men and women in uniform are still serving on the front lines to protect this country. They're still laying down our lives. And just this week, Tom, we got a report that two U.S. service members were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And, you know, Tom, I doubt you that most of the folks out there listening know this occurred.
I mean, no.
Everything is about the impeachment and that ridiculous
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And, you know,
they have not...
All these guys are on the firing line over there, even today, and then serving in all these other countries, and they're not even worried about passing a darn bill so that they can pay them and, you know, and give them the support that they need in their families.
Right.
I mean, don't get me started.
Well, you know, it really is. I mean, you juxtapose those two things. You have Vindman, who wants to go up and parade around in his dress uniform for the Army. And of course, you know, because of that, those on the left say, well, you can't attack his credibility. You can't impugn him. Most of them forget that's exactly what they did to General Petraeus. You know, they
sure
had a campaign
did.
Out there.
Yes.
Calling him General Butreus.
Right. Right.
If you if those may remember. And I just look back just as recently as General Flynn, you know, who basically they railroaded into confessing that he lied to the FBI.
And they butchered him.
When it was not actually supposed to be an official interview or anything like that, because they wanted to get him to roll over on the president.
Right.
So this selective outrage, to me, is absolutely ridiculous, Tom. And we do need to remember that we do have true patriots that are out there on the front lines protecting us from our enemies without and within. And speaking of patriots, Tom, some folks may have recalled the story of Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher, who was put on trial by the Navy and eventually was only charged with posing with a corpse. He had actually been accused of basically murder by the Navy, spent time in the brig. There were a number of issues with how the Navy dealt with his prosecution and what they allowed his defense to do. In the end, basically, he was acquitted of everything major. And still, the Navy wanted to discharge him and drop his rank to E6. The president had stepped up and said, no, we're going to allow him to retire at his regular rank.
Right.
Well, apparently, the Navy didn't like that much, because now they are moving to basically strip him of his SEAL trident.
And you know he's earned that. He hasn't done a damn thing to lose that trident.
Not in the grand scheme of things. You know, he certainly hasn't done anything to dishonor that. But apparently days after President Donald Trump ordered the Navy to restore Gallagher's rank to chief petty officer, the head of Naval Special Warfare Command assembled a staff meeting in which there was a complaint filed with the Pentagon's Inspector General saying that Rear Admiral Colin Green, quote, made clear his contempt of the president and disagreement with the president's decision, end quote, to bump Gallagher's rank back up. And Green announced his plan then to strip Gallagher of his trident.
I hope the president steps up and tell them they're not stripping him before a damn thing. You know, he earned all of that.
Tom, the other side to that is he can simply say, look, your services are no longer needed in wherever you are.
Right. Yes.
Goodness knows we saw enough of that during the Obama administration when you had folks that were being removed left and right. Of a failure to command, or there was no longer confidence in their ability to command.
Which was all BS to start with.
Well, it was.
Here you go. They didn't agree with the president.
Well, President Obama was purging the ranks,
right,
and doing so not only with the officer's level but the NCO level,
right. And he did a damn good job.
If you didn't agree, if you weren't going to go along with the politically correct way of things, then you were out the door.
Right.
And apparently there are some holdovers there.
Oh yeah, yeah. We still have a bunch of that deadwood still in the pile.
Yep. Real quick, I know we had talked about, Tom, the fact that the commissary and exchange program they were going to try to modernize it, allow more access for a broader range of veterans in the hopes of bringing in more revenue.
Were trying to make it a veterans Walmart.
Yeah. I'm not going to deny that. But apparently disabled veterans and Purple Heart recipients won't see on-base access for a while. Apparently they're going to have a phase two of the phase one that starts in January. So, yeah.
Fire drill.
There you go. Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's another fire drill. Tom's tirade on the flag football follies. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network. On their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station. But they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Listeners to SBN may recall that it was only last year in my tirade entitled Allegiances that I tackled the issue of the pathetic spoiled child Colin Kaepernick and his refusal to stand in an effort to disrespect the Stars and Stripes and our national anthem. You may recollect that I predicted correctly that while Kaepernick may have had an exceptional arm, his utterances about oppression and change showed that he was and is nothing more than an example of a pop star privilege, most notably in his presumption of intellectual superiority over the very people that elevated him to his position. Like many before him, his star, like his arm strength, would fade into obscurity. Today, Kaepernick's name is mentioned only as an aside to the current controversy, and he has been relegated to spending his Sunday afternoons firmly ensconced in the family recliner. But hey, at least there is no line to get into the bathroom. I also accurately predicted that if something was not done to nip that in the bud, that what was being allowed to happen in America's most popular sport was not only disturbing, but was also indicative of what might be coming, albeit forcefully, to a stadium near you. Fast forward to the opening weeks of the 2017 NFL season, and I believe that I was correct in my assumption. This past weekend, ticket buyers and television viewers were accosted by images of players, coaches, and even owners kneeling together, many with arms locked in a faux sign of unity, both before and during the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. For the most part, these overpaid prima donnas were greeted by boos from the patriotic fans
who had paid for tickets with hard-earned dollars in hopes of watching their favorite team of future brain donors knock heads with an equally stellar group of intellectual midgets. In probably one of the most disgusting acts of the day, country singer Megan Lindsay had the gall to take a knee along with her guitarist. Get this, after she sang the national anthem prior to the Tennessee Titans game. Undoubtedly, the former loser of Season 8 of The Voice felt that her career could use a boost with the publicity of singing the anthem, but her astounding intellect failed to take into account that country music fans are among the most patriotic of groups in our nation. Hey, Megan, I hear Colin may have some room on his sofa on Sundays. Some coaches, such as Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, choose to have their team stay in the locker room during the playing of the anthem. Such adult behavior was greeted with derision by many fans and commentators, prompting Tomlin to address the act at his post-game press conference. Unfortunately for Tomlin, his comments did little to ease the tension surrounding the ongoing politicking of the NFL. Tomlin's comments were full of bravado and bluster, blaming others for his actions and those of his players. He correctly referred to his players as the privileged few who get to play football, but went on to say that his players understood that and even felt sorry for people who couldn't play. Really? What a way to demean the great unwashed who actually have to work for a living and want to relax on a Sunday afternoon and just watch some football without an agenda being shoved down their throats. What an idiot. He even remarked about how his players were brothers and that they were united in their support for each other, even though they came from diverse backgrounds, economic, racial, and otherwise. He almost came close to calling them a band of brothers, but I think even he might realize that such terminology would have given well-deserved respect to the Patriots who fought under the Stars and Stripes that these protests took to deride. It would have exposed the majority of the players and coaches in the NFL for what they are, entertainers with an overinflated ego fed by a largely illiterate intellect. That's right, most of these players would make Mike Tyson look like a brain surgeon in the real world. However, freedom of speech does not guarantee one immunity from the consequences of that speech, especially in the workplace. There are numerous examples of the NFL stopping players from less obtrusive forms of advocacy, including denying players the right to wear patches in remembrance of 9/11. For the owners to cower in fear over players disrespecting our flag and anthem is the height of audacity. And I predict it will not be long before the foxes will be running the hen house at the NFL. If the owners allow it, then they deserve what they get. I will only say that as a veteran, kneeling during the playing of the national anthem as a form of protest is not only a symbol of disrespect towards the very nation that has allowed these people the opportunity to make millions of dollars playing a game on the financial backs of hardworking Americans, but also the ultimate disrespect for all of those of every color and creed who have fought and died under the flag and anthem so that these overpaid divas can have the right to protest. Having said that, freedom of speech goes both ways. Those with differing opinions should not be coerced into supporting an agenda that is not their own because of societal groupthink. As was the case with Steeler Alejandro Villanueva, a West Point graduate and veteran of three tours of duty in Afghanistan, who exited the locker room and stood at attention just outside the players' tunnel as the anthem was played in Chicago, and was later forced to apologize. Get this, apologize for his patriotism. Disgusting. Having a different opinion is just that, a difference, not an endorsement of the opposition. The definition of tolerance is the ability or willingness to tolerate something, and particularly the opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. Today's society could progress greatly if it could embrace true tolerance, have a civil discourse based on facts, not emotions, and realize that sometimes it is okay to agree to disagree so long as we can once again respect each other as human beings. As for me, I'll stick with NASCAR and stand for the flag. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack! These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, streaming live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, a couple old Marines, with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, that tirade's actually one we put together a couple of years ago, but I figured with Kaepernick having his tryouts for the NFL teams over the past weekend, not a lot of fanfare about it, but there was still some there. But it's kind of like we dealt with the tirade a couple of weeks ago, the blood of traitors. You know, it's like Jane Fonda. You know, she wants to hope people forget the fact that she went and gave aid and comfort to the North Vietnamese.
Right.
Every time she walks out and wants to spout her leftist stuff. Now, she's the same traitor. She's the same leftist as she was back then. And he is the same anti-American that he was when he decided that he wanted to start these protests.
And she made that damn North Vietnam general the godfather to her kid.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing about Kaepernick is he apparently was adopted and raised by very wealthy white parents.
I know. You know, I would like to see his bank account since the time that he started kneeling. And now till he's trying to get back on with a team, you know, this weekend in Atlanta.
Well, you know, Nike must be paying him pretty well because he can tell them what kind of shoes they can and can't make. Although, you know, Rush Limbaugh turned that into, I think, $3 or $4 million with his Betsy Ross T-shirts.
Didn't he? Right.
For one of the veterans charities. So
hell yeah.
Thank you very much. Yep. You know, we need folks like Kaepernick out there to rile everybody else.
Right, right.
And speaking of riling everybody else up, a Veterans Day protest at the good folks at Yale University, in which students dressed in black placed red painted latex gloves around a display of small American flags has stirred up some controversy. Of course it will. That's exactly what they want to
do. That's what they want.
And, you know, as much as these folks in this article want to talk about, well, Yale is suddenly embracing, it now has 16 veterans and one active duty Marine in their student body, which is exactly 17 more than they had in 2010. I still don't think they're doing anybody favors.
No. Well, you know, that's the 1%ers or 2%ers that's getting all airtime.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But anyway, that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. We hope that you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with their families. May God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!